Welcome, everyone. MyTownGurus.com presents Bill and Music with Audacity. Audacious because I'm going to survey the musical artistry of Frank Sinatra in a one-hour program. Doubly audacious because famous radio hosts have longer weekly programs, some of them for decades. Nevertheless, I've spent a lifetime playing and sharing music, so if you'll follow along, you'll receive much more from the music. Two essential things before you begin. Number one, be alone with the music, undistracted by anyone or anything, including yourself. Total concentration. Number two, listen on the best equipment that you have available. High fidelity simply means be sounding as close as possible to actually being there when the music's being made. Let's begin.
This longing for you follows wherever I go. In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the height of me, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and it's torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. And oh, such a hungry yearning burning way down inside of me, and its torment won't ever be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day.
Cole Porter's Night and Day. 9 years after that recording, Frank recorded it up-tempo. Two things to especially notice. Notice that the tone of his voice is now fully developed. And secondly, listen after the instrumental break to how he creatively alters the melody after the instrumental break.
and day. You are the one, only you, neath the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Day. You are the one, only you, neath the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, baby, where you are. I think of you day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night, night. There's an oh such a hungry burning inside of me, and its torment won't be true till you let me spend life making love to you day and night. Night.
Five years later, he recorded it with the verse this time as a ballad. Hang on every note, every syllable of this one, as there are so many tonal colors and phrasings used. It's like the house lights are down, and there's a single spotlight on Frank as he tells the story.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tum-tum, when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, you. matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Day
Not long after that recording, Frank took a small band on a world tour for children's charities. You can find that recording on Live in Paris. There would be the same arrangement, but there would be many adjustments because he sings it with just a solo guitar. That's Live in Paris album. We'll approach Sinatra 101 chronologically. To start, Frank sang in local venues in northern New Jersey, where he was discovered and then spent 3 years singing with two of the best bands of the time, riding the band bus and singing in front of a different audience every night was his college. Then he went out on his own. Now, please understand the difference there. If you're singing for the band, you're occasionally featured. On your own, you have to sing every song and talk in between to make sure everything was working properly. He got the services of a vocal coach from the Metropolitan Opera, signed a recording contract with Columbia, and went to work. Here's a Columbia recording.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Thank you. of me? Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
From George Gershwin's opera, Porgy and Bess, here we have a selection called Where's My Bess?
Try that every morning before breakfast. Fine exercise.
MyTownGurus.com is not responsible for any shattered glass at your house after that high note. Okay, Frank's later recordings on Columbia were considered transitional as he was taking more liberties with the written music and developing style. Here's one of those transitional recordings.
These are the blues, nothing but blues. Oh, they say some people long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. This is how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues. And from a jail came the wail of a downhearted frail, and they played that as a part of the blues. From a whippoorwill way up on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn until it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, they rehearsed it, and then sent out that news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. They nursed it, then they rehearsed it, and they sent out that news that the Southland, they gave birth to the blues.
Frank's recordings on Columbia and with the bands that he sang with before that would give you more than a decade's worth of recordings to explore. A new recording company came along, founded by and run by musicians. So Frank signed with Capitol. Now in his Columbia recordings, most of them were arranged by Axel Stordahl. So he wanted to continue with Axel. So his first few recordings on Capitol were with Axel Stordahl. But the people at Capitol, were innovative, and they wanted Frank to try some other arrangers, particularly Billy May. Billy May, though, was on the road at the time with his own band. So when Frank went to the studio, he met a new young arranger by the name of Nelson Riddle, also from New Jersey. And they worked extremely well together immediately.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Man, this is a lie. Hey now, I'm so in love.
Frank and Nelson would work together for decades, not only on single recordings like that one, but also they pioneered together the use of albums to create collections of themed songs all on the same subject. At Capitol, Frank also partnered with arranger Gordon Jenkins, often on albums featuring torch songs. Here's one.
Unless there's love.
Frank and Gordon Jenkins would work together for decades also. Finally, Frank did get to work with Billy May. They made a few albums together on Capitol. And here's a little bit of an unusual number. It's like a spiritual, and written by Frank's friend, Cy Oliver. Okay, so here's Frank and Billy May.
You'll shout when it hits you, yes indeed. Yes, you'll shout when it hits you, yes indeed. When the Spirit moves you, you'll shout hallelujah. When it hits you, you'll holler, yes indeed. Shout when it hits you, yes indeed. Yes, you'll shout when it hits you, yes indeed. When the Spirit moves you, you'll shout hallelujah. When it hits you, you'll holler, yes indeed. When it hits you, yes indeed. Yes, you'll shout when it hits you, yes indeed. When the Spirit moves you, you'll shout hallelujah. When it hits you, holler, yes indeed.
It'd be wrong to typecast any of these arrangers with the pieces that you're hearing. They could rise to the occasion and arrange any kind of a song or anything they wanted to. All of them wrote mountains of music for TV and motion pictures and singers like Frank. Here, to prove that to you a little bit, here's Frank and Nelson Riddle again, very different than what you've already heard. This is one of Frank's favorite saloon songs.
Hey, drink up, all you people, and order anything you see. Have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs on me. Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining any ground, because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright.
Need I say that my love's misspent? Misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all of you people. Order anything you see, and have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear.
Desiring total control of the recordings he made, Frank founded his own company. So Reprise Records was born. And he started off with a rousing recording with a brand new arranger, Johnny Mandel. Let's add a little levity to the mix with a song about a beverage.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. She smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee.
an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
That was, arranger was Johnny Mandel. Following albums all had different arrangers. Frank would like the different settings that they would provide him, so he went back to Billy May and Gordon Jenkins, but then new into the club, Don Costa, Cy Oliver, Neil Hefti, and singles were largely arranged by Ernie Freeman. Neil Hefti was one of the primary arrangers for the Count Basie's band, and Frank really wanted to sing with Basie, as do many singers at the time. And so they got together, the arrangements were written, and 2 days later they had an album. Here's a concert version of one of those arrangements, Neil Hefti and Count Basie and Frank.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if they're cloudy or bright. 'Cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden on a crowded avenue. You are here, and so am I. Maybe millions of people get by, they all disappear from you. So am I. Maybe millions of people get by, but they all disappear from you. And I only have eyes for you.
After six arrangers, it was time for Nelson to return, and return he did, with arrangements for a full symphony orchestra and 76 musicians total. Take notice particularly of Frank's breath control and his range. Toward the end of the song, how long he holds out a note goes extremely low, and then within the same time frame goes up to a high register.
Here we all work along the Mississippi. Here we all work while the white folk play, pulling them boats from the dawn till sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down, you don't dast make the boss man frown. Bend your knees and bow your head, and pull that rope until you're dead. Let Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he don't say nothing, but he must know something. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, and he don't plant cotton. And them what plants them are soon forgotten. But old man River just keeps rolling along. Sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, you'll get a little drunk and you land in jail. Gets weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living, but I'm scared of dying. And old man River, he just keeps rolling.
That was recorded on a movie soundstage because 76 musicians don't really fit into the average recording studio. When I worried about recording while I'm at it, all of Frank's recordings were recorded with everyone present, making adjustments, inspiring each other, and usually always an audience on hand. Unlike many of you who know about recordings today, where they're done in pieces and parts and some electronics wizard puts them together, these were all done honestly. Okay, well, one recording with Count Basie's not enough. So Frank made a second album, and this time we have a different arranger again. This would be Quincy Jones and Frank with a tribute to Frank's friend Louis Armstrong.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, we can tell. Dolly, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. We feel the room swaying, cause the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. Take her rap face.
fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas. Dolly'll never go away, Dolly'll never go away. Francis, Louis, it's so nice to see you back where you belong. You're back on top, Louis, never stop. Louis, you're still singing, you're still swinging, you're still going strong. You get the room swaying when you start playing one of your great songs or songs from way back when.
Frank and Basie performed live at the Newport Jazz Festival and in Las Vegas, where they also recorded their performance. That was a regular thing for them. A new wave of songwriters came up from Brazil and became very prominent. Frank recorded two albums with the composer Antonio Carlos Jobim with a whole new set of arrangers. The first album was with the German arranger Klaus Ogermann, and the second with Brazilian Emir Deodato. Frank and Tone, as he called Antonio, recorded live on TV as well, and here's one of those.
She passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o céu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
But I watch her so sadly. I smile, but she doesn't see.
Por causa do amor.
I mean, she just doesn't see.
Nem olha pra mim.
She doesn't see me.
While you have many albums to explore on three labels, you can also hear singles, which were being done at the same time. Many of them, as I said earlier, arranged by Ernie Freeman. Here's one that was arranged by Don Costa.
But for love and for me, I love you so, I still do.
I'm sure you know when I'm holding you. The sad part of seeing you is goodbye. Call and I'll come when your world's come undone. I'm like you, I get lonely too, and I need someone. Nothing firm and nothing binding. Now and then a slight reminding. Waking up one day and finding somewhere to run, somewhere to run, somewhere to run when your world's come undone. Oh, babe, I'll be there. I'll be there. Anytime. There's a certain thing about you, summer, fall, and spring about you. I could write and sing about you and never run out, never run out. No, never run out of what you're all about.
Frank was always looking for new material to record. Here's an example. A vocally challenging melody by Belgian entertainer Jacques Brel with thought-provoking English lyrics added by American poet Rod McEwen. And a new arranger again, this would be Lenny Hayton.
One afternoon I came to hear you sing a soft song into my ear. Who would have thought, quite by chance, we might engage in a loving dance. Coming together, coming apart, lost in diversion. Dancing stars caught in the quiet, off on our own. Coming together, standing alone. Are you afraid? I'm not afraid. What about you? What about me? 2 years from now, where will we be? Each of us gone our separate ways, lost in a headlong passage of days. Maybe we might give love a try, extending the moment before goodbye. And for a gentle moment in time, we'll take what pleasure people can find. Are you afraid? I'm not afraid. What is for real? What is false? All of us seem to be caught in a waltz, turning around, turning again. When will the dancing ever end? As for us, you and me, our eyes are open, we can see. Both of us know where we've been. Why must we both go dancing?
too closely at my faults. Why can't I die here in your arms, safe from the night and safe from the dawn? Back to the nothing that had no name, back to the nowhere from where I came. Don't worry of me, I know where I am, where I'm going and where I've been. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, no, I'm not afraid.
Before we play our last selection, I'd like to thank you for listening. MyTownGurus.com is our source, our producer, and we'd like any comments or questions. We really request that you let us know how you enjoyed it and if you obtained any information from us or whatever. Just, you know, be nice. I would like to recommend one book about these recordings, and this gentleman is really scholar as far as Frank Sinatra recordings. That's Charles Granata, and his book is called Sessions with Sinatra. So if you can find that, you can learn a lot of details about all of these recordings and complete lists and many others. And I'd like to finish with Cy Oliver's arrangement, and Frank and he are making a tribute to their boss from the early days. And fortunately for us, neither Cy nor Frank were without
without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see it plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. Man is born, but he's no good no how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, and I'll get along as a song strung in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes that grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. I got to my trouble and woe, and sure as I know the Jordan will roll, and I'll get along as a song strung in my soul. I'll never know what makes that rain to fall. I'll never know
makes the grass so tall. I only know